Irresponsible Behavior is comprised of three friends with three drastically different views on life and the world around us.
From social media to politics, video games to our favorite cereal, join the ride as we discuss with no certain detail the way we view hot topics.
Be warned, this show is raunchy, harsh on the ears, and might even bring you to tears, hopefully from laughing.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
We take things. What's up, everybody, and welcome to Irresponsible Behavior. I'm not sure what week this is anymore. I've lost all of my train of thought going into this thing. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us once again. I know it's crazy. I know it's been up, down, left, and around. And as you might have noticed, there's only two of us here this week because one of my asshole friends decided to plan something on recording day. Now, how smart was that? You know what I mean, Rocky?
That's actually pretty smart. He just, You know, he works his own schedule. Obviously, he thinks he's the talent and he's the prettier one, but that's not true. We all know who's the, you know, beautiful, sexy, lovely
Trevor.
Man. Oh, no. No, you're the child of the group.
I have the best beard out of all three of us, so at least I look older.
Listen, it's like thick, but it's ratty.
Oh, no, you didn't. No,
oh,
just
yes,
because of that comment right there, I'm half tempted to stop this right now and go, like, put product in my beard and come back and be like, what's ratty now, boy? Huh?
A good groomed beard, you shouldn't have to go put product in it because it should have already been done.
No. Monday through Friday, when I go to work, I ain't worried about how my beard looks. Now, on Saturdays or on date nights or something, yeah, 100%. I'm grooming her up, making her look good. I'm literally getting on here after work to record an episode. I'm not going to make it pretty. If you guys don't like my beard, I'm sorry.
For who? What are you grooming your beard for? For who?
I just said I'm not.
No, I'm talking about, you said for like date night, stuff like that.
Oh, for my wife. That way, like, if we go out or something, I'm going to make sure it looks good. Like her. Okay, so her sister just got married. I put all sorts of, you know, beard balm. I made sure I shampooed it real nice. The night before, I did a beard mask. I'll drop the code for that somewhere if you want it. I've got a partnership with them, so you know we could make that happen.
What? What the fuck is a beard mask?
It's mud from the Dead Sea, and you put it in your beard. And I don't know if it does anything. It's probably just a scheme or whatever, a scam, and that's fine. But it does feel really good while it's on.
What?
I'll say that much. I'm just saying.
What the fuck does it do?
It says it helps clean the skin underneath the beard.
Scrub it with your fingers.
Well, I do that too. I've got beard shampoo and beard conditioner and beard oil and beard balm and a beard brush and a beard comb. And yeah.
Why don't you just use shampoo and conditioner like a normal person?
Oh, no, no. You don't use regular shampoo and conditioner in your beard. Come on now. No, sir.
It's the same hair on your head.
No, it's not. I promise. Okay, let me just hold on. I'm going to take my headset off.
Ew.
This hair is not the same as this hair. Wow, I look so weird. Like, hold on, let me I can't hear you right now, but yeah, this hair, even the short hair, is not the same hair that's here. I can tell you that now. Now I look like Johnny Bravo.
Oh god, put your hat back on.
Aw. No fun, Rocky.
Ew.
Okay. Anyways, like I was saying. I take very well care of my beard, but at the end of the day, whenever I hop on here, you guys get what you get. I'm sorry.
You know, you were saying that, you know, when you go on date night and stuff like that, I really don't think your wife is just like, damn, I'm really glad he fucking gelled his beard tonight.
Funny story. My wife, just the other day, what were we watching? 2 and a Half Men. And it was right as, I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to. Spoiler alert for those that haven't seen 2 and a Half Men. But anyways, it's at the point where Charlie Sheen is rode off and Ashton Kutcher steps in and takes his place. And when he first comes in, he's got long hair and a beard. And his girlfriend in the show is like talking him into shaving his beard. And my wife makes the comment, he is the only man that can shave his beard and still look good. So now I'm like, it's never going away. My beard is here forever because I'm an ugly fucking duckling without it. So.
I've seen
Thank you very much.
I've seen you without your beard. You're not half bad. I'd say about a solid 6.
Look, I'm 28 years old with the beard. Let me rephrase. I am 28. When my beard is this long, I look about 32. With it trimmed up, I look my age. And with it completely gone, I look 14. So no, I do not look okay without a beard.
Listen, I am 36. And most people think I am in my late 20s.
Yeah. Because most people don't know you.
Dude, I am so beautiful. It's really hard being me all the time.
That's a lot of work, I'm sure. Just the roll tide on your hands is enough.
I hate you so. I don't even want to put my hands in the screen.
That's the only reason I did it, because I could see him just hanging there. Roll. I just need you to put up tide.
I'm going to get roll tide rings for my fingers. Please. And just,
please do.
Just wear it like just the whole podcast, just like this.
Oh no. Well guys, real quick before I forget, make sure you're checking us out over on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all at Irresponsible Behavior. Make sure you're checking us out on Instagram at irresponsible PC _. I'm gonna go ahead and correct myself because I messed up the Twitter on that. The Twitter is irresponsible PC, no _. Facebook and YouTube is Irresponsible Behavior, and Instagram is Irresponsible PC _. That was a lot of information. I love you guys.
I'm confused.
I am too.
I didn't even know.
That was just a big jumble mess. You don't know we have social media, my ass.
No idea. I have no idea. I'm just like Medic. I show up, I do my thing, and you guys just use me as a bankroll. So that's fine. As a bankroll. You're like, hey man, I need like $20 for gas. I'm like, all right, I'll Venmo you, Cash App you, whatever you need.
I'm gonna remember this conversation. I'm gonna have to clip this part just so I can be like, hey man, remember that time you said I'd do this? Well, since I don't and I need $20 for gas, hey, let me get, or I need $20 for Funkos or whatever.
I will not. I will let you starve before I buy you a Funko.
Oh, that's hurtful. And you know, Travis, if he was here, but he's not because he's a loser. No, anyways, if he was here, he'd be like, well, I've bought Trevor a Funko. You have to buy Trevor a Funko.
If you're getting a Funko, I'm getting a Funko. You're getting a Funko of me.
I will put a spot on the wall for it. 1000%.
It will be. I would pay for that, for them to make one of me.
It's expensive, just so you know.
Oh, I don't care. It'd be worth it.
I looked at them at one point in time. Me and my wife are going to get one made of me, her, and the dog, like a set. And they're on Etsy. They're pretty pricey, like way more than I thought it would be.
Roundabout.
I think it was like $80 a pop.
Oh,
you're talking to a guy that literally buys these things. Like, yeah, I've spent like $20-$35 on some of them, but most of these in my room, like we bargain hunt for them. So I don't spend more than $10 on them. There's an app called Whatnot, and you can bid on Funko Pops on there and other things too, but Funko Pops are pretty big on there. Anyways, I bought 6 pops from one guy. I paid under value for all 6 of them, and then I won a giveaway because I had bought 6 from him at the end. I won a giveaway for $120 pop of Iron Man. So I spent $60 and got like $300 worth of pops.
Just
how it goes.
I was sitting here thinking like a couple $100s, and you drop $80. That's it.
Well, okay, but we're looking at getting 3 of them, so 80, 160, oh shit, math in my head, $210, that's a couple $100.
Well, I mean, you could have spread it out over, like, you got to think long, don't just drop that kind of money, get it separately.
Well, no, we wanted it like a set, like all in one box together, like a big one. Like, I've got some big ones over in that thing over there, but not custom ones.
You know, normal people get, like, family photos. You want plastic bobbleheads.
Hey, I mean, define normal.
Do they bobble?
Some do. Some of them are not bobbleheads, but some are.
Why? What's the purpose?
Well, fuck if I know. I just think they're cute.
I have never in my life looked at those things and said, you know what? I want one. They are the ugliest. And this is no offense to you or anybody that owns these things. They're the ugliest, dumbest things I have ever. They're like fucking Beanie Babies to me. To me.
They are like Beanie Babies. I mean, it's like my generation's Beanie Baby, technically. I know you're a boomer, so you have to go with like the old shit.
I am not. But... I'm a millennial. I'm not a fucking boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I really can't really bash you. I like snow globes, so. But that has that has a purpose, though.
Yeah, but everybody has their thing. Like, the Funkos for us, it started as like a little thing that we thought was cute or cool, and then... My wife's sister, she got rid of a bunch of hers and she gave them to us. And we were really into The Walking Dead at the time. And it was a bunch of Walking Dead ones. What are you laughing at?
I thought you were going to say my sister, bless her soul. I thought you were going to tell me something bad, that something happened to your wife's sister. I was like, oh my God.
No, she was just getting rid of a bunch of her collectible stuff. So she gave us like I have a whole wall of The Walking Dead that she gave us. And that just kind of started a thing where like, oh, I wonder if they have like Batman. Oh, of course they do. I wonder if they have like Superman and then Derrick Henry and then Doctor Strange. And it just kept growing and growing and growing to the point we wanted to display them on the wall. So we did, with fancy little lights that I control with my voice.
Yeah. Alexa, take off your shirt. I hear you in there. See, what people don't know is we talk prior to recording.
Yeah.
And I get to hear all the weird shit you ask Alexa. What's the weirdest?
I don't know.
What is the weirdest thing you've asked her?
If she was working for the FBI.
Does it do anything?
Well, let's find out. Alexa, are you working for the FBI?
No, I work for Amazon.
Did you hear?
Oh, that was like, she was like in the microphone. That was nice.
Oh, you did hear?
Yeah, clear as day.
Oh, okay, cool. No, so like it used to, it was like a running joke that when you asked that question, the ring would just like spin and she would time out and never answer you. But I don't know, at some point in time, they patched that. But like my favorite thing to do with it is like, Alexa, tell me a joke.
What did the cat say when she left the party?
Me out.
Why did Alexa go from like a woman to like a man?
I don't know. Like certain things she'll do that. And then one day she was like The Rock. Like it was The Rock's voice coming out of it. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Okay. It's just weird. She freaks me out sometimes. But my favorite thing is because like my whole home is technically like a smart home.
Yeah.
I've got it all on a closed server. No. But I can have her control whatever I need to. I've got like automations and stuff set up that way. She just does it automatically. Like when I wake up, my alarm's through her. She slowly turns on my bedroom light over like 30 minutes. That way it's not like super bright in my face all at once. Or like if I get up in the middle of the night and walk into the bathroom, if it's between a certain time, she only turns my bathroom lights on to so much. That way it doesn't blind me while I'm trying to pee. Or, you know, just little things like that. But my favorite, I know you're going crazy here, but my favorite is after a certain time at night, if my front door, my back door opens, she turns all the lights in my house on, and then any lights that can change colors turn dark red. And then I start getting an alarm on my phone and on the dot that's in my bedroom, letting me know which door was opened. And then she plays Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses at max volume all through my house. No, I missed a step. Before she plays that, she says, "You done fucked up, pretty boy." So she does all that, plays Welcome to the Jungle. Can you just imagine being an intruder and that being the security system? That would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, but the fact, that's cool, the last part. But the fact that you are such a vagina, even though vaginas are very tough, I need to point those out. Those things can take a beating. But you know, everybody, this is weird. I need to come up with like a different, let's go do this because vaginas are tough. So I need to take that. Let me retract that statement. You are such a ball sack that you have to have your lights turned on very lightly so you don't get blinded. I'm a grown ass man and I get up in the morning and I'm walking through the house, dark as shit. I can walk through this house blindfolded, and I know where everything is. Come in, flip the light on in the bathroom, take a medium paused piss because I'm old, and I'll pee and stop, and then I'll walk away, Grandpa. And then I'll piss on the floor, and then I'll get in the shower and wake up. Take a shower every morning because I don't like coffee or caffeine, so that's my wake up. But the fact that I have a feeling you're going to cut a lot of this out, but
yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I'm allowed to talk about pee.
I don't care if you talk about pee.
Oh, you're being sweet
to
me.
But no, so with your whole thing, right? So like my smart lights, I put them in already. I might as well use them for something instead of just turning on and off. I might as well set up some kind of automation. I mean, why not, right? So whenever you're messing with the app or whatever and going through seeing what all you can do, you're like, oh, cool. I can do this and I can do this and I can do this and I can do this. Like, I want to get smart blinds. That way I can connect all of it. That way I can, like, when I wake up, instead of turning my light on, I want it to open my windows.
So for you audio listeners, this is me pulling down a blind manually and opening it up, or turning the little thing on the side that opens it up and you can actually look outside instead of going, hey, Alexa, open my blind. Open blind 3.
Look, I'm not saying it's a necessity. And now I will say smart blinds are like the most expensive thing
Gen
out
X.
Of all the stuff that I've added. I'm not Gen X.
No, I'm sorry, Gen Z. You're Gen Z.
No, I'm a millennial. Wait, which one is a millennial? Anyways, I don't know. Anyways, smart blinds are expensive, so I probably won't be adding them anytime soon. But if I did have them, of course I'm going to use them. Like, they're just, it's not a necessity by any means. And don't think anything smart home related is a necessity, but they're fun to mess with. It's fun to have in the house. It's cool to do little things. Or like when I'm at work and my wife's at home, I can like turn the lights on for my phone and mess with her. That's hilarious.
That's mean.
No, it's hilarious. Or like if she was in the shower right now and I knew she's in the shower, I could get on my phone and like turn off the bathroom lights while she's in the shower.
Why don't you get a smart shower head?
I've looked at them. They're very expensive. Well, like just a shower head's not too bad, but it really doesn't do what you'd want a smart shower to do. I've looked at ones that actually are put inside the wall panel, and then you can say, like, I don't want to say her name because she'll activate, but you say, hey, Amazon, and Trevor's ready for a shower or something. So it knows what temperature I like my shower at because I programmed it to what temperature I want, and it would automatically turn the water on to get it to that temperature in whatever time frame I need it to. I've looked at those, but they are extremely expensive, so I won't be getting one of those unless I win the lottery.
This is what I was talking about this the other day. The fucking, we rely on convenience so much that you're going to have a robot come in there and you're going to pee in it. And it's going to go in there. Man, I'm going to talk a lot about pee today, but like you're going to pee in this thing in the bed and it's going to like take it to the toilet and dump it down.
No, see, that's one thing. Like even so, I'm a big stickler about, like, if it's pitch black in the house and you're trying to get from, like, if you're carrying a bunch of stuff trying to get from one room to the other and you didn't turn a light on, that's convenient at that point to say, hey, Amazon, turn on this light.
Yeah.
But I'm still a stickler. Like, I whenever I first put the smart switches in, I threatened to take them out because my wife would get up and walk, like, right past the light switch and then holler, hey, Amazon, turn on the kitchen light. And I'm like, there's nothing in your hands. You walked right past the switch. You could have just hit the button. So, like, I make it a point to point that kind of stuff out. It's not to replace it. It's for convenience when you need it. Or because I get bored and I make an automation on my phone to make it do something that I really don't need it to do, but I'm going to have it do it. So like part of that good morning one, another aspect of it is it doesn't just turn on my lights and stuff. It plays my alarm. Once I dismiss the alarm and it knows I'm awake because I dismissed the alarm, or at least it thinks I'm awake. I'm probably still sleeping because I'm a lazy shit.
Yeah.
But it'll start telling me like the weather for the day, and then it'll tell me like local news or like traffic situations, that kind of thing. And whenever I was installing these homes for work and whenever I went through training and everything, I actually learned how to do, like, if you have certain TVs that'll work with your smart home system, then you could have Alexa do all, damn it, cancel. You could have her do all that stuff, and it can show you like traffic cameras on your TV of your route. Or if you're super fancy and you have a smart mirror in your bathroom, it can show all that on your smart mirror. So I mean, there's a million different possibilities. See, I know you roll your eyes, but some people have more money than sense, and if you have some of those things, you do have more money than sense. But most of the stuff I have is pretty cheap.
I'm so old school. I like antique shopping. See, that's nice.
Clearly, look at the ugly bulbs behind you,
dude. Those are vintage bulbs. I found those at a bargain bin. $7.
I could probably buy those bulbs at Home Depot tomorrow.
You probably could, but you ain't getting them for $7.
You're probably right. Probably like $3.
No, more than that. Dude, these are high dollar bulbs right here. I can't wait.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Here. Housekeeping.
Oh, I thought I already did that, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'm on top of this, Rocky. I already talked all about our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that.
Oh, you don't have any life updates or anything? Anything going on?
Well, that's not housekeeping, man. That's life updates.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Come on now.
I'm behind.
You're slacking. It's okay. Life updates. I know just because it bugs you so bad, I'm having a lot of fun with my laser engraver. I had a buddy that he does like a lot of woodworking and stuff. And if you guys want to check him out, it's called Garmin Woodscapes. It's on Facebook. There you
amazing
go, Chris. There's your shameless
work.
Plug.
Amazing work.
He's never even seen his work and he's calling it amazing. So he's got a lot of faith.
Yeah, I do.
But anyway, so one of the big things he sells is cutting boards. He makes like custom cutting boards and he uses like exotic woods, so like Purple Heart, which is a really nice, deep purple wood that has no dye in it. It's just naturally purple. Yeah, laugh it off right there. Laugh it off. But anyways, he had a buddy of his wanted a Harley-Davidson logo in one of his cutting boards. So I burned a Harley-Davidson logo into it. It turned out really cool. It looked really good. I made some stuff for the house. I made some, like, some coasters. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, it's just I'm with it. I really enjoy it. Did it cut out that whole thing
real
I just
bad.
Said? Yeah, so I said I've had a lot of fun with it. My voice just went up 10 octaves right there, so my mic didn't pick it up.
Like, oh my God, seriously, this is the greatest thing in the world.
It really is, dude. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. So yeah, that's my life update, I think.
Yeah, I really don't have much. I've been playing a lot of Lumber Inc. I've got a bunch of money in my. I almost made it to an advanced sawmill. So dude, you don't understand. I get obsessed with these games and then I'll play them for a couple months and then I won't touch them anymore.
I understand. Cause I'm the same way.
Tennis elbow's really bad right now. I have to wear a brace at work. Like, this is not a joke.
It's
real bad. Like certain twisting, arm twisting. It's like gut wrenching. I'm getting new uniforms at work because our company changed their name now.
You already told us that.
Oh, did
See,
I?
Now you're just bringing up old shit.
Man,
like, come on.
Listen, it's my Alzheimer's. It's really,
you know, yes, 100%, but it's also that and a combination of our talents not here today. You know, Travis isn't here, so we're slacking. I mean,
you mean human trash, not talents. You misunderstood. I feel like you edited that in for like talent, but I'm fixing it.
It's okay. I understand.
I'm going to Indiana next week to visit family. I hate that. I hate that 8 to 10 hour drive. It really sucks. And that's other than my lumber yard. I'm pretty good.
Hey, that's good to hear, man. And to speak on your lumber yard too, just because after our conversation last time, I tried to like look up the game because I was going to try it. I saw it, but I also saw a suggested game like, hold on, let me see what it was called. It's something with like a lawyer or something.
Oh, yeah, Lawyer Tycoon.
Law Empire.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like the same kind of thing as the Lumberyard thing. It's like an idle game. But I was like, I'm going to try that. And I have it downloaded, but I haven't played it yet. But I'm excited to play it for some reason. I really don't know why.
It's just, it's stupid. And then you get obsessed with it and you want to like... Like right now, I'm building log cabins. I need 30 special coins to get my advanced sawmill because I get a new canting machine, and I'm really excited about it. Dude, I have learned so much about being.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, also on a lighter note, I got a new shirt.
Oh, I forgot about the shirt. We almost let that slide.
I know. I didn't because I'm wearing it, and it's very uncomfortable. But now listen. This is something that you would catch probably an 80-year-old woman wearing out to like dinner or to church. I don't know if it'd be a church shirt. It's very festive. But I have to say right now, other than the one I'm probably going to wear next time, this is like my favorite so far. Better than the vest with the sleeves.
Oh man, I need to see this shirt.
So,
as always, our audio listeners, I'm going to do my best to describe this, but make sure you come on over to our YouTube at Irresponsible Behavior to check it out.
I feel like I deserve sexy music every time I reveal these things. Would that be too much?
I'll keep that in mind. We'll see. We'll see.
I like 80s porn music, something like I've worn. Okay. Like, all right, you ready for this, dude?
I'm ready.
I am so excited. You ready?
Okay, let's see what we got. boom, doom, cat, boom. Oh man, let's see. Oh my gosh, it is a puke fest of purple and light blue and pink and white, and it's got the sleeves.
Dude, it's
the
got sleeves
like go to his elbows. This is just no, and it's got like a big round neck. No, this is straight up something like an older lady would wear to church.
Look at that.
Yes.
So
that's just horrible.
I know. And look, it even shows my moobs.
Your moobs?
Yeah, look at
poor him. Poor Travis. I mean, this would be his favorite shirt so far.
This is my favorite shirt. You know what? He missed out on it. I brought this shirt specifically because I knew he was not going to be here. And yes,
there you go.
That is a brace because my arm hurts real bad.
Because he's old. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah. It's just hard being me. It really is.
A mother effing P-I-M-P?
Where's that? What's that from?
I feel like it's an old song, but I could be wrong.
Don't be referencing stuff without knowing
it. And you can get a nada out of me, because I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
Did you say nut?
You ain't going to get a nuttin' out of me. Like nothing. You ain't going to get nothing out of me.
You ain't going to get nuttin'.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's a song.
I don't know.
Feel like it was like a 50 Cent, like G-Unit era song.
You're doing real bad tonight.
I am. But why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Anyways,
enough.
All right, guys. So I'm going to jump right off into this. You're going to kind of get a glimpse as to why we say in our disclaimer that we're three friends with three different views on the world. Unfortunately, Travis isn't here to join us on this conversation. I'm sure he'll want to talk on it next week sometime whenever he comes back. But this could go a couple different ways. I don't know how much me and Rock are going to agree on things in this situation. And to be fair, we are friends here, and we're going to keep this friendly because that's what we are. And even if we do get heated in things, I want everybody to remember at the end of the day, me and him are going to end this call after we get done recording, and we're still going to laugh and cut up and everything's fine. He shakes his head no, but he knows 100% that's what's going to happen.
We will never talk
just
again.
Like it'll, exactly. Just like it'll happen with Travis whenever he talks about it. For the first time in irresponsible behavior, we have a deep topic. Go ahead. You can say it in your voice.
Deep topic.
So, Rocky, I want to know your thoughts on the Rittenhouse trial that's going on right now. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
They're deliberating right now, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So the jury, today is November 16th. The jury would have went into deliberation this morning around 9:30-ish this morning.
He's guilty.
Guilty?
100%.
What?
No, listen. You don't just walk in pretending to be somebody else and just shoot a bunch of people. You just don't do it. I'm sorry. There is no, some sad bullshit backstory. No. Guilty 100%.
Okay. But what's he guilty of?
Killing people.
Did he kill people? Yes. Yes. He killed two people. He injured one. But, and I understand not all three of us, or right now the two of us, we probably all haven't watched the trial as much as each other. I've watched it pretty extensively and in watching along. Now, fair disclaimer, I am a Second Amendment supporter. I believe you have the right to defend yourself. There are issues I have with what Kyle was doing there that night. And so I am a Second Amendment supporter. Of course, I kind of toe party lines on most issues. But in this particular case, from what I've seen, the evidence that was provided, like I said, I've watched the trial as much as I can as a still functioning working adult. I believe he's innocent of like first degree murder. I don't think it was a premeditated thing. I feel like he was acting in self-defense. That's my stance on it.
How do you figure self-defense?
Well, the first guy, I can't remember the guy, all the guys he shot's name. It was three different individuals that he shot that night. Two of them sadly did pass away. The first guy that chased alongside him and then got behind him was chasing him. When Kyle turned around in the video that I watched, to me, it looks like he was kind of lunging towards him. And if you have a firearm, if you know anything about firearms, you know that one of the cardinal rules of having a firearm is you don't let somebody else take away your firearm. And in that act, that's self-defense to me, because what if he grabs the firearm from Kyle and turns and pulls it on him? Now, I know there's a whole separate argument of whether he should have even been there that night, but I'm going for the purpose of this debate or this conversation, I want to leave that aspect out of it, because of course what me and you say has nothing to do with this case. We would never be able to decide anything in this case. We're nobodies when it comes to this. So I want to leave out the fact that I really don't think he should have even been there that night. But just in that act, I feel like he was acting in self-defense on the first one. The second guy hit him over the head with a skateboard, so acting in self-defense again. And the third guy aimed a pistol at him before Kyle got to shoot him. To me, that's all three, just three cases of self-defense.
But correct me if I'm wrong, he was pretending to be an EMT, right? Yes?
As far as I know, yes. From what I can tell from the state, and I'm trying not to read it off of like different articles and stuff, because of course, if you look at like CNN, it's going to be biased one way. If you look at Fox, it's going to be biased the other way. So I'm trying to only go off what I heard in the actual trial when I watched it. He did say that he told people he was an EMT when he was not an EMT. So he was basically, long story short, he was offering medical help, which is perfectly fine, but he was doing it under the guise saying, I'm an EMT, I'm here to medically help. If he would have left out that I'm the EMT part, that to me, then I don't see an issue with offering medical help anyways. But I do see where you're coming from, because he was saying he was an EMT.
But isn't it against the law? Isn't that against the law to say that you're an emergency medical technician?
I don't know. I know it's against the law, of course, to impersonate a police officer. I don't know if it's against the law to impersonate an EMT. I can do a quick Google search and find out.
Yeah. So you're what do you think he's guilty of?
I don't think he's guilty.
At all, across the board.
On the chart. With the charges that have been brought against him, I don't think he's guilty on any of those five. It was six counts, now five counts. So it's five counts. I think he's innocent.
So you're telling me that first degree intentional homicide, not guilty of it.
Nope.
Not even reckless homicide.
Well, first degree would require it to be premeditated. I don't think he went there with the intention to kill somebody.
And you know, it was a protest. Correct?
It was a protest, yep, over I believe the young man that had died that caused the protest. I think his name was Jacob Blake. Yes, Jacob Blake.
Okay. So, a 17-year-old kid went to a protest pretending to be an EMT, and I said that with quotations, with a gun. He went to a protest with a gun. A 17-year-old kid.
That he could legally carry in the state.
I understand that, but you're going to a protest. You're not going to like a library meeting. You're going to a protest with a firearm with people.
I would probably say that going to a library with a firearm is probably worse than going to a protest with a firearm.
Well, I'm just saying you're going where people can get violent, and I understand you need protection. Oh, yeah. And this is what it comes. This is the hardest topic right now, because you got people that say guns need to be with you at all times, and you got people that say absolutely not. And it's really hard to take me seriously in this shirt.
It is.
But I go both ways with the gun thing. If you want to carry it, if you want to conceal and carry, absolutely, that's your right as an American. If you don't want guns, you don't have to have them. It's basically mm-hmm. down to your choice. I'm neutral when it comes to that. I'm not going to argue with it, because do I have guns? Yes. Do I carry them? Depends on where I go and what I'm doing. So either or. But a 17, this is what I'm pointing out. A 17-year-old kid goes to a protest with a firearm with no intention to hurt somebody. I call that bullshit. I think that it was premeditated. It might not have been on those people, but somebody was getting hurt that day.
Well, okay, so let me flip that or play devil's advocate on this, right? So,
yes.
Once again, I do support the Second Amendment. I have guns. I carry a gun with me most of the time. That doesn't mean I'm going out looking for trouble because I have my gun with me. Now, I know what you're saying. He was a teenager at the time. He's 17 years old. His mind's probably different than mine. But on the flip side of things, and once again, I know I already said I don't really think he should have even been there that night. To me, dude should have just stayed at home and none of this would have ever happened. But on the flip side of things, when you go to something like that and you want to offer, and I know he shouldn't have offered it, but you want to offer medical help or you want to say you're an EMT or you want to protect somebody's building, whatever it may be, you know that there's a chance to get violent. And in my eyes, I would rather have something to protect my life in that situation than to not. So, like I said, I carry my gun with me most of the time. That doesn't mean I'm going out looking to hurt somebody. It's just if somebody tries to cause me bodily harm or my family bodily harm while we're out and about, then I want to be able to defend myself. And since I'm not a fighter, I don't know any moves to save my life in that situation. A firearm is the way I feel best to do that, to protect me from those who wish me harm.
But it comes back to my argument. Why is a 17-year-old bringing a gun to a protest?
No, I get it, but that's not illegal to do. Him carrying that gun that night was not illegal. Therefore, it can't be premeditated, and it wouldn't be. There's no crime in doing that.
But if you think about it, in the long terms of it, because I am not. I think differently than normal people do. My brain functions a lot differently. This topic, I've had traumatic stuff happen to me throughout my life, and I can understand what it's like to be unstable. I've been there, completely understand it. I don't have compassion anymore. That emotion for me is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have that. But if you think about it, as a unstable teenager, being 17,
real quick, just the unstable part, just because they made a big deal of this in the trial, his mental capacity at the time, he was considered sane, so that he wouldn't be considered unstable. So, see, I know what you're trying to say, but just for those that are listening,
yeah,
that way they know we're not, yeah.
This is my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100% my opinion. I think, what better place to play? I want to word this right. I don't want to say play God because it's not. But see, that's what. And psychopaths are mentally sane. They're focused. No. Serial killers are very smart.
They're smart, but that doesn't mean they're sane.
Well, in their mind, what they're doing is completely fine. So you're telling me that he could be. They're saying that he's stable. He was stable in the right mindset. Pulls a gun. Three people got shot. Two are dead. One is injured.
Mm-hmm. Well, was injured, of course. This has been a while now, They're better now. We're just now we're at the tail end of his court case. So it's been over a year, I believe.
I believe that this is premeditated because of the fact that what better place to play target practice, if you really think about it, as far as, most people that when they look at stuff like this, they think logic.
Right.
Shooting people is not logic. You have every intention of shooting somebody. Even if you're provoked to shoot, you know you're going to shoot. And it's your choice whether to pull the trigger or not. So,
but if you were in that situation, though, and let's take I know it's an AR-15 in question. So let's take the rifle out of the equation. Let's say it's a concealed handgun.
Yes.
That nobody even knows you have.
Okay.
Do you still feel like it's premeditated at that point? Because somebody's chasing you, threatening your life, somebody's chasing you, they're getting too close, threatening you bodily
injury. Do we know this 100%? That he was threatening him.
That is the testimony. That's as far as I can comment on that. Do you think maybe
something was said and he was trying to get the gun away from him so he doesn't get shot?
Well, I'm saying the guy that got shot threatened Kyle that he was going to kill him. But once again, that's the testimony that's been brought up. And I that would have to be, the jury has to make that decision on whether they believe that testimony or not. So I'm going off of what was brought up during the testimony. If somebody, and I'm taking Kyle out of this equation. I'm saying if it's you out there in the streets, you're not even telling people you're an EMT, right? You're just out there trying to help people who might get hurt. You're giving them a ride to the hospital, whatever. And you have a concealed firearm on you, yes, something that nobody can see. But somebody, you'd got an argument. I don't know if this happened. This is hearsay. But you got an argument with somebody. You try to leave the situation. They say they're going to kill you, or they had said it earlier that night, and then they start to chase you. What's going through your mind?
Okay, I see your point. Right. In my mind, motherfucker better kill me. I'm not pulling that gun. I wouldn't. Only because if I'm in a group and I miss that shot, I could hit a kid. I could hit a woman.
No, and I understand that. Like I said, there are certain aspects of this, but if you watch the video, he does, whenever he fires on the first individual, the only thing behind that individual was a storefront that was, of course, closed for the night because there was a curfew in act.
Yeah. So there was a storefront behind him, but like you asked me what I would do, mm-hmm, but I still think it was premeditated. I think it was just a thought, a chance to fire his gun at something, because I feel like this is any gun owner. Everybody wants to feel that feeling. To fire it. You don't think so?
To fire it, yes, but not to fire it at somebody.
I call that bullshit.
I can prove it's not, but well, I guess I can't prove it because you can't look inside my mind, but I own a lot of firearms. I don't want to shoot anybody with them. I want to go shoot targets. It's very fun to shoot targets or clay pigeons or the occasional animal when it's hunting season.
This is,
but I don't want to hurt somebody unless they're trying to hurt me. Now, if it's me or you, like if it's me or somebody threatening my life, if it's coming down to that, I'm going to do everything in my power to protect myself or my family. Like that's the end of the day. Would I personally have even been in that situation? Fuck no. Because I'm like leaving the whole why the riots happened, why the protests happened, why any of that happened, leaving all that aside, that's not somewhere that I would even be. Just because I don't like people enough to be in a large crowd of them, first off. I get skittish going to like the restaurant. I'm looking at people like I don't want to be around this many people. I don't like people. But if I'm out at Walmart shopping and some guy comes up to me and it's going to be me or him, like he's trying to hurt me or hurt my wife or hurt a family member of mine or really hurt anybody that I see in my vicinity, then I'm going to try to stop it. And then if it becomes a life or death situation, well, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I'm the one still breathing after that episode.
And I agree with you, but there are people that get tired of shooting animals and targets. And then they get in this mindset where they're like, fuck, why not a person?
Well, those people probably shouldn't have guns in the first place. And I know that's something as a country we'd have to figure out, but
here's the difference. Cause you know, we're talking about guns and everything like that. So if I'm still correct now, I could be possibly wrong about this. Indiana is where I'm from originally. Mm-hmm. There is to get a gun, you have to fill out a form. It has to be sent off. There's a 3-day cooldown period, or I think it's longer now. I don't have my facts right now, but they get to prove whether you can get a gun or not. Mm-hmm. Now I am in Alabama. I can go into any store and buy one. All I got to do is sign a piece of paper. If I have my gun license, mm-hmm, I could leave right then and there.
Right. So like in Tennessee, it's kind of a hybrid of the two of those that you just mentioned. I have a concealed carry permit, even though in the state of Tennessee, you don't actually have to have one anymore. I'm not going to get on that topic right now, but I do have my concealed carry permit. I found the class that I took very informational, and I feel like anybody that's going to carry a gun on them should take that class. Whether you get the permit or not, you should take a class like that. But outside of that, talking about what you're talking about, which I know we're kind of bouncing all over the place, and I'll wrap this up here in a second. We'll kind of come back and get our final thoughts on that, but I want to talk about this too. So in the state of Tennessee, if I was to go to a gun store right now, I would fill out a form. They would then check with the TBI. That form gets called into the TBI. They run my background and everything. If I come back clean, I'm good. If not, of course, I'm denied to get the gun. But I believe there is some kind of rule in there. I don't think it's like a rule saying you can't buy more than a certain amount of guns in a day, but like they start looking at you really close if you start buying multiple guns, which I've never bought multiple guns in a day. I can barely afford to go buy one at a time. You know, these things are freaking expensive, dude. So it's kind of a mixture of those two. It's like if I go at 9 a.m. to a Dunham's to go buy a shotgun, then I'm probably going to leave there by noon with said shotgun. It's not going to be instantaneous, but it's not going to take me 3 days.
Well, I can prove like here. Yeah. I can walk in, say, I want to buy a Ruger.
Yeah.
What Ruger's a 9? Because I know it's a brand, but let's say a Ruger 9mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can go to the sports shop right down the road from my work, walk in 9 o'clock, be out of there by 9:30 with it, with ammo, no question.
Yeah.
See, and this is an offset, like a subtopic. We're not gonna go on with it, but this is how I feel. I feel like, and I guess this goes away from like the people going out and buying guns and stuff like that, but I really truly feel that you need to go through some sort of psych test to own a gun.
I mean, I wouldn't disagree with that. Yeah,
because if you living in the South, you know, huge gun state, 100%. You know, I feel like you should have to have a permit gun hunting license altogether. I know you got to have hunting license, but I feel like that needs to go hand in hand. Like you can only buy this set of guns for hunting. You know, you can't go out and buy a Desert Eagle and go kill a deer. I don't feel like.
I see what you're saying.
Like set it up in a class.
Right. I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't really agree with that. I feel like you should be able, if you can pass said psyche eval,
yes,
then you're able to get whatever you want. Now, do I agree with who would do the psyche eval and who sets up? That's a whole nother ball game. I still feel like it needs to be state decided, like who this goes through. But my thing is, just a quick side note too, I also believe after a certain age, you should have to take your driving test again. So,
oh yes.
Yeah. So there's certain things that even as an avid gun owner or like I like to go sport shoot. So target shooting. That's what I enjoy doing. Even as being avid in that, there's things that I would agree to, you know, like a psych test or, you know, I'm not so staunch. Oh, you can't touch my shit. That's my gun. Yee yee. Praise hell. Praise Dale. You know, there's things I can slide on that for a normal person that should be okay. But there are certain aspects of that I'm not okay with. Like you hear a lot about like the gun show loophole. Really? Yeah. There is no, oh, well, you're just out of touch, you old fart. So basically the gun show loophole basically is like something that a lot of lawmakers will say is you can go to a gun show and buy a gun without a background check. While that is technically true, I could go to my neighbor's house and buy a gun without a background check because it's a private sale. But usually when you go to a gun show and you're buying a firearm, you're normally, or 9 times out of 10, you're buying from a store that has set up a booth at said gun show. And guess what? You still got to do your background check. You still got to go through the same process because they're not going to lose their license just so you can buy a firearm under the table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And for those that are audio listeners, when I said under the table, I did air quotes because, yeah. So that's what the gun show loophole thing is. But are there things that as an avid gun owner or an avid sports shooter would give on? Yeah, 100%. There's definitely some things that I would understand looking at. But as far as classifying, the reason I said I wouldn't agree to classifying him into like different sections is because I'm not really a big hunter. Like I said, more of a sport shooter. But I know some people that use an AR-15 platform to hunt with. But to me, if whenever you're talking about hunting, an AR-15 platform isn't the first thing that comes to mind. I think of like a 30-06 or a 30-30 or like,
yeah.
If you picture it in your head, for our audio listeners, I'm not showing anything right now, but if you pictured it in your head, when you say, I want a gun for hunting, there's one of two things that's going to come to most people's minds. One is some kind of shotgun, and two is going to be like a long brown rifle with a scope on it. I mean, am I wrong?
He's actually holding a bazooka.
Boom, baby. That's just my right bicep, baby. No. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the gun show. Oh, God. Why did I do...
we're going to jail.
No, but so just to wrap this topic up a little bit, I just want to touch back on the Rittenhouse trial. So just for prediction matters, of course, this doesn't necessarily have to be how you feel. This doesn't have to be what you believe. That's our disclaimer for this section. But let's make predictions on Tuesday, November 16th at 8:18 p.m. what we think the jury is going to decide for young Mr. Rittenhouse. Sometime probably by the end of this week. Your options are guilty on all counts, not guilty on all counts, or a hung jury causing a retrial. Those are the only three options you can choose from. If anything else happens, it's just a wash, but those are the three options.
Guilty on all accounts.
I say not guilty on all accounts, but I want to put an asterisk. If I had to choose a number two, it would be a hung jury causing a retrial.
No.
Because all 12 jurors, I mean, it's like any other case. All 12 jurors have to agree 100%. Either guilty or not guilty.
Premeditated.
You're going guilty on all accounts.
Guilty on all accounts.
Okay. It will be interesting to see which way this plays out. But with that being said, I do want to wrap this part up. I think that was a healthy discussion. I think everybody listening will either want to stab you or stab me after listening to that. So now we can be cheerful for a minute again. And I'm hoping your topic is a little more happy than what I brought up.
Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. It's this is the first time my topic kind of follows your topic.
Oh shit.
This has never happened.
Right.
My topic is the paranormal.
Oh, man.
And it works out because of what we just talked about. We talked about death and shooting and stuff like that. So it actually goes co-in-hand. I want your... And this kind of touches base also paranormal UFO stuff. You know, just anything okay. along those lines. Like, okay. Are you... Because I believe in all of it. Everything. I have seen, and I know people are like, oh, you know, you're probably fucking crazy. Because I am crazy. 100%. I am not stable. Yeah, we know. But I've seen so much stuff that does not make sense. Never seen aliens. Have I wanted to? God, I wish. I want to get probed so bad. But
only you, man. Only you.
Dude, because like you hear these horror stories of like these aliens like just torturing the crap out of the people that remember it. I feel like I need this. I don't know why, but I feel like I need to be a part of this. But what is your belief on the paranormal? Because I have stories for this too, so I actually come prepared today. Thanks to my wife. She actually brought the topic up because I like talking about it.
Right. So my view on this stuff is kind of complicated. If for our listeners that have followed along so far, you like I said in a couple episodes back, I call myself a devout Christian, that I fail at it every day. And Rock's over here smiling. I know it's just a funny saying I like to say because I believe that no matter how great of a Christian you are, you fail every day. Nobody's perfect. But that being said, my views on certain things are kind of pulled from a million different ways. Do I believe aliens are real? Yes and no. I don't know. I guess you'd have to define the term alien. I know we're talking more about paranormal here, but you did say it includes aliens and stuff, and that's actually an interesting topic to me. Do I believe there is life outside of Earth? Yes, I do. Do I believe that they are just there out of pure coincidence? No, I don't. I believe everything in this universe happens for a reason. Everything was made for a reason. And I don't want to go too deep here, but, and I once again, I have no proof to back any of this up. But if there are other beings out there, God made them for a reason. He did not tell us what that reason was. He gave us our Bible and told us what we need to know. That doesn't mean he didn't do something else somewhere else. I have no way to back that theory up. That's just a theory that I have personally. And as far as like ghosts or paranormal on Earth, like what you would normally consider paranormal, do I believe things happen? Yes. Do I believe they're like ghosts or, you know, people that have passed away and are still lingering around? No. I believe they're demons that are trying to mess with us or mess with people, or get their will across. But I don't believe that they are just ghosts there. And I know there's firsthand accounts of people that have seen a loved one or talked to a loved one. And whenever I hear stories like that, it really, really freaks me out, because to me, that makes me think that that's a demon impersonating that person, trying to get close to them. But that, and once again, that's just my personal opinion. That's my personal belief. Nobody's going to change my mind on that. But that's how I see the paranormal as a whole, I guess, is what I'd get at.
Now we'll go to my side of this.
Oh, boy.
So as far as we'll touch base on aliens real quick. Absolutely. 100%. There is no fucking way possible. And you will never change my mind on this.
But we're on a flat earth.
You don't get that. You don't get that.
No, that's Travis's.
That's Travis's. Yeah. So as many galaxies, planets, moons in the entire universe, we are not alone. There's no fucking way. Now, we have adapted to our planet. I believe that whatever planet these beings or humanoids or whatever, they've adapted to their planet. They don't look like us. I can't see. I'm not saying they have like giant gills coming out of their neck and stuff like that, but they could. Because, you know, you hear all these conspiracy theories about the lizard people and stuff like that, down, you know, that are in the White House, and then you hear all the, which I really,
I swear I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, but he was a lizard person. No, yeah, he wasn't. Exactly. No. Hillary was.
Was it Hillary or was it Obama?
Or was it
all of them?
It's probably all of them.
It was probably, they're all lizards.
But
roll tide, raise nail, raise nail.
But I believe that there are what people call the grays, that they are here. 100%. Mm-hmm. I believe that 100%. And the funny thing is America keeps only what they want us to see on the news, because you and I both know people from Canada and we know people from out of the country. Their news is world news.
Right.
Our news is America news.
America. Yeah, or that, even my favorite thing is the what's happening in, if you turn on like channel two news right now, it's what's happening local, what's happening in your state, what's happening federal, what's really, really bad, and then repeat. That's my news cycle. That's all it ever is.
So like being American raised, you know that we're force fed what we need to hear, you know, to keep our pride, keep our country going. And then you talk to people that live outside of the state. People
outside of the country.
Yeah. I'm sorry. America's a state. America. State of America.
Raise hell, praise hell. I'm going to keep saying that. Yeah, that's my new tagline for you.
Roll tide.
Yee-hee.
But you talk to people that live in like Canada and, you know, any place in Europe or Russia. They don't get the same stuff that we do. They get world news, not
right
local news. But like the Greys and stuff like that, I do believe, I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic, but the Greys, I do believe, are here and they fuck with us 100%. I will stand behind that forever. And everybody knows who the Greys are. I mean, people that avid followers of the alien right. things. So 100%, I believe. There's no changing my mind. I've never seen an alien. Like I said, I want to. I don't know what the fuck I would do if I did see it. I don't know if I would say hi, if I'd shit my pants, piss myself. I don't know. God, man, I'm really on just piss passed today.
Out. You really are. You're talking it's a lot about pee.
Really bad.
Are you okay, buddy? Yeah, are you okay? Do we need a break so you can go pee?
No, I've leaked into my Depends.
Oh, okay. So, do you need to go change your diaper?
No, I'm good. I'll change when we're done.
Okay, okay.
I like the squishy. So, so paranormal. Now, growing up as a kid, as a child, because I was a child once in like the 40s. So,
no, you were building wagons. It was well before the 40s. Sorry,
in the 1700s.
There you go.
Now, the stuff that I've seen in my life is unexplainable. You know, people always have these weird stories and stuff like that. You know, just people that like paranormal. So we lived in a trailer, mm-hmm. and my grandmother would see things all the time. There was one day, and she told this story like so specific, and I cannot believe I said that word right. I am very hard. That word is very hard for me to say.
Can you say it one more time?
Specific. Is that
there
right?
It is.
Yeah.
No, that was wrong.
That was bad.
You said Pacific.
Did I?
You left the S off completely. I think I could be wrong, but I didn't hear the S on there. I just heard Pacific, like the ocean.
All right, whatever. So
yeah,
she was standing in her kitchen. She turned around and watched a fully dressed Native American, headdress and everything, standing in the living room, and then walked out the door. Now we're talking like very detailed down to the way his markings were, to his necklace, to his headdress, to his everything, like specifics. Then
good job.
Leaders, Jesus Christ. Years later, man, I put all that together. Yeah. Leaders and years later. So my bad. Years later. Stop.
I can't. I don't know how you got leaders from years later.
Wow. So,
oh, man.
Years later, my grandmother passes away. She died in 1996, Mother's Day of 1996. She passed away. A lot of weird stuff happened around the house. We lived in this trailer for a long time. And we would notice stuff. The smell of her perfume would be in like different rooms. You could smell
right.
it. And then there was the bathroom mirror between my room and my mother's room. Now, this mirror, till this day, was a gate to fucking hell.
I'd have burned it and got out.
The scariest thing. The reason why I say this is because, you know, as a child, you make shit up in your head. But when you start seeing things that are very unexpected.
Not even as a child, dude. I'm a grown ass adult, and like I can't leave. Like, if I, for instance, when we're done with this recording, I'm going to turn my lights on, and before I leave this room, I will make sure there is a light on farther in the house, because I feel like if I'm in the dark too long, I don't know what it is, but it's going to get me.
So we've got this mirror with the lights off, you could see shit moving in it. Now, it was not an antique mirror. It was just a fucking piece of glass with the little plastic clips on the wall.
Yeah, no, burn the whole house and move.
So, I was brushing my teeth. I think I was like 12. Mm-hmm. I was brushing my teeth. I looked up. There was a man standing behind me in the shower, fully dressed. Overalls, brown overalls, glasses, brown hair. He had a white t-shirt on, and he was just standing with his arms staring at me in that fucking mirror. Ran out of the bathroom screaming. Scared the hell out of me. So my mother brings in a paranormal investigator to look at the mirror. The mirror with the, God, what is that called? It's not an EMP. It's
electromagnetic.
You know what I'm talking about? Where they check the electromagnetic, not discharge. But.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I'll talk about this in a minute. But yeah, I know what you mean. Basically they're looking for the electricity in the air the frequency that it's vibrating at.
Off the scale.
Yeah.
It was off the scale. Like as soon as he stuck it up there, off the scale. And he said, highly recommend you remove the smear.
Yeah.
Well, we decided not to. Weird shit started happening in the house. You could see things if you were laying in bed. And I don't know if it was my imagination, because I have a pretty intense imagination still as an adult. But it was, I could see hands, fucking faces in this one mirror.
Nope.
So we ended up moving from the house, not because of the mirror, because it was just, it started.
You
to
didn't
be,
bring the mirror with you, did you?
No, it stayed in the house.
Okay, just making sure.
But this, it's like, just weird shit always has followed me around, always. I don't have anything attached to me, for people that understand that. Like, there's nothing attached to me.
I'm still going to say this. I know I invited you to come to my house earlier, but stay the fuck away.
Yeah. No, but it's just, weird stuff has always happened to me. Like, I just, it's too much unexplained stuff just does not make sense.
Well, it's a wonder you haven't been probed yet.
Yeah, I'm shooting for it. Aliens, come on. So, we were talking about demons and stuff like that. I'm going to keep going with the stories. So, me and my aunt went to look at a house when I was shopping for houses before I found this one. And there's a house down where I live from. And we go into this house. And I don't know if you've ever felt this, but when you walk into a house and something is very uneasy, it's just like this, like, it's like hitting a wall of eeriness. Like, you just don't feel right. Like, you ever felt that?
Yeah, I'll let you finish your story, and then I'll tell you one, and then we probably need to wrap it up a little bit. But
okay,
but yeah, go ahead.
So this is probably hands down one of the creepiest so far. We ended up going in the house. I walked through the sliding glass door, and I was just like, two steps in the house, I was like, nope. Right. My aunt was like, come on in, check the house out. It's really nice. I was like, I am not coming in here. And she's like, why? There's nothing wrong with this house. Yeah, there is. There's something very wrong. So
right.
We were looking, I was standing outside. She was walking around the house, and I could see the laundry room. Now in the laundry room, you know, there's a gap in the door. There's just, when a door is open, there's a gap.
Mm-hmm.
There was no light in that gap. It was just dark.
Yeah, I'd nope out of there.
So I've been standing there, and I was like telling my aunt, I was like, come on, we need to go. And she's like, no, I want to check out the laundry room. So she walks in there, and I'm getting the chills. So I could see whatever the fuck that was in the gap in the door. My aunt walks in there. And that, whatever the fuck that was, looks at me.
Hell no.
Eyes as scary as I can't even explain it.
Fuck that. See, I'd nope out of there. And I'm sorry. Like, sorry, aunt. Bye.
I was like, we need to go. And she's like, it's looking at me and looking at her. And I could see it in that fucking gap. And I am shitting a brick.
I wouldn't even stood there. I'd have been gone.
I know. I could. Well, if whatever that was, shut that fucking laundry room door, I'd left her ass there. I promise you.
Oh, man.
But she come walking out, and that thing stared at me until we walked out of sight. I will never forget that. And I've never went near that house. Then we find out that an old woman died. Like, violently in that house. Don't know why. There's no story. They just found her all busted up.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Nope.
But that's...
Yep, see?
That's that's my experience with paranormal. So I do believe it. And the residual thing, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever seen yourself walk through a house? You ever seen that?
Like almost like I'm in third person on a video game or
like
something?
Like a replay. Like you walk into a room and then you see something in the corner of your eye and it's like walking into like the same room you walked in 100,000 times.
Not like, so I've experienced the phenomenon that you're talking about, but not as it's happening. It's like I remember it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I don't remember looking through my eyes. It would be like I remember standing right here watching myself talk to you, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've had that happen before.
Now, what were you going to say about that eerie thing when I was talking about?
Okay, yeah. So when I was younger, and of course, you know, as teenagers, all go do stupid things. And I had a pretty tight-knit group of friends in high school. It was me, my buddy. I don't think they'd mind me using their real names here because nothing bad happened. But me, my buddy Ben, my buddy Kelly, I think my other friend Brandon was there. I'm not 100% on that though. Anyways, and then a family friend of Ben's, her name was Robin. She was older, and then her friend Connie. They were talking about taking us ghost hunting, and there's all sorts of like creepy stories around the area I lived or grew up in. And like one of them was, if you walk out onto this train track, you'll see like a floating orb of light. And if you can get right up on it. And then when you get right up on it, it'll just disappear. Another one of the stories was like a church that had a Bible. And if you walk in and you take the Bible, you can't leave the church. Or if you do somehow get the Bible to leave the church, it'll disappear and reappear back on the podium.
That's pretty cool. Those
are just some of the like creepy ones that I can think of off the top of my head. But this one place, it was really close to where we lived, was called Wolf Meadows. And basically back, and I don't remember the exact years, I want to say it was like in the late 1800s. It was like an insane asylum, but for kids. But the people that ran it were very abusive to the kids. Like this part is supposedly true. Cause like even in the basement, if you can get your way down in there, they say that there's still chains and scratches on the concrete walls from where the kids were tied up.
Your typical horror story.
Pretty much, yeah. But I do know that the basement part does exist, and that I never personally went in there. So anyways, long story short, Connie worked at a automotive store. So she had access to getting discounts on certain things. And one of the things that every paranormal investigator has is like a thermal gun, right? Well, what does every mechanic have to check the heat on different parts of the car?
Thermal gun.
A thermal gun. So, of course, we take thermal guns and stuff with us, and they had, like, the electromagnetic thing you were talking about, and this was my first time ever going with them, but I was pretty excited. I'm like, I'm young, dumb, and we're about to have some fun, you know what I mean? So, to get in, you have to technically trespass, because it's private property.
Yeah.
So, we hop this fence, and we're walking around, and we're doing the typical ghost hunting thing. Is there anything here that wants to talk to me? Does anybody want to, if there's something here, move that tree limb. You know, just stupid shit like that. And we've walked around for 30, 45 minutes or so. And out of nowhere, I get this weird ass feeling in my gut. And about 5 seconds later, my right knee, excruciating pain. Now, disclaimer, I have a bad right knee. So it's not uncommon for me to get pain in my knee. The weird part is, as my buddy Ben, who was, I believe he's 6'5 or 6'6, I was 6'3. I am 6'3", he's helping me up off the ground because I fell to the ground in pain. I'm like, dude, I want to go back to the truck. I can't keep walking like this. Now we got about a half a mile walk back to the truck. So he's helping me limp all the way back and we're all talking on the way back. I'm like, I don't know what the heck, dude, this pain just won't go away. Normally if I walk it out, it'll go away. And it would not go away until I crossed back over that fence. As soon as I got on the other side of the fence, the pain, gone. Just gone. Just like that. I was like, never coming back here again.
That's fucked.
So yeah, that was that's the only time that I've ever had anything like that. Now, there was a place called, we called it Hay Lane, and it was in a small town in Tennessee. And I didn't really know much about this place, but one of my buddies did. I had heard about it a lot, and I always heard that it was like a satanic cult that lived out there, and they allowed people to come through and see all their stuff, but you weren't allowed to look them in the eyes. That was all what I always heard. My buddy let me in on a little secret. Hay Lane is fake. There is a road called Hay Lane, but there is no satanic cult. It's something that the kids that grew up on that side of town had invented to take their girlfriends to, or their new friends, or friends from out of town to scare the teetotal shit out of them. So he got me in on it one night, and we would all, like, you'd get a big group of friends together and go hide in the woods along this road.
Yeah.
And then your other buddies would bring their girlfriends or whatever in their vehicles, and we would be, like, standing, like, looking, like, with masks or a hood on or something, looking all creepy and staring them. And you could hear, like, we did this multiple times, and I can always remember hearing, like, one of my buddy's girlfriends screaming because she was freaking out. She could see me, and I'm, like, behind this tree. And I had one of the, you know, those, like, do you remember the Jabberwockies dance group?
Yes, yeah.
With the white masks?
It's a Jabberwocks.
Whatever. Anyways, but you know what I mean, with the white mask?
Yeah.
Like, just a emotionless face. So I'm standing behind a tree, and I kind of, like, do like this and lean out with my hood and that mask on. And you could hear her scream from inside the truck with the windows up, pointing towards me. There was, like, dead tree limbs that we would throw out into the road, and, like, we would just scare the crap out as many people as possible. So now I've participated in that before as well. So yeah, paranormal's fun, especially when you're the one causing the paranormal. And for those that are just listening, air quotes, causing, or it's terrifying whenever you can't explain what the hell just happened or why it happened.
It was Jabberwockies, by the way. I fucked up.
It was Jabberwockies. Sorry. Yeah, fuck you.
Sorry, my bad. No, I mean, I it's fun being involved in it. Not when you see it yourself.
Right.
But
go ahead.
We need to wrap this up.
We do. That's what I was just about to say too.
This has been
a fun episode though, and poor Travis, man, he missed out. These are two really great topics. Like,
I know.
I say poor Travis because I know you're gonna dog the shit out of him for missing out. So I'm gonna be nice and say, oh, poor Travis.
Poor Travis. Fuck Travis.
But everybody that's been here, thank you so much. I know this episode took a couple different turns there, but I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you guys are following us on all the social medias. Like I said before, it's at Irresponsible Behavior. If you're on Twitter, it's Irresponsible PC. If you're on Instagram, it's Irresponsible_PC, because we're special. We need that underscore.
Amen.
Praise hell, praise hell.
Roll Tide.
Yay, yay. But thank you all so much for being here. We love your faces, and I really hope you tune in next week as well. So until next time, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Bye.
Bye.